Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires, page by page, and have a chat about it. This is page 156. "Can't neither," Pam said. "Can so," Bast riposted. "I could light my pants on fire, and I wouldn't get in any trouble at all." The little girl stared at him with smoldering envy. "And every night for dinner, I get to eat a whole cake," Bast added. Wilkes stomped up the hill. "Fine," he said sullenly. "My favorite first," Bast said. He handed the boy a small bottle with a cork in the top. "I need to fill this up with water that's been caught midair." That's the page, along with a little picture here. I'm Patrick.
I'm Bill.
I'm RJ.
All right.
A very expressive drawing.
Yeah, I love it. It's like Bast is super taunting Pem. They're just like, "Oh yeah, and every night I get to eat a whole cake." And he's just like rubbing his belly, like, "That's so yummy, and you don't get to do that."
And she's so mad because,
oh yeah,
she's 90% sure it's not true, I think. But there's a little part of that kid part where you don't really know. You just
can't be sure.
You just can't be sure that he's not trying to.
What do adults even do?
She's that kind of tensed, balled up, just like can't squeeze hard enough angry little kids get into.
I know, when they're just so round up. "I could light my pants on fire and I wouldn't get any trouble." It's like, that. What a weird thing to think of.
What a strange brag.
It's a strange brag because, I mean, you're gonna maybe get a little hurt because of that, just to like
one up your mom. Take them off first.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so.
Like, I would, if I wanted to set my pants on fire, I would take them off before I set them on fire.
But then, like, why are you lighting your pants on fire?
I think it's
maybe it's really cold.
I don't know. Exactly the kind of trouble that only a kid could get into.
That's true. I will tell you, tangentially, there's in second grade, for some reason, we had these little like fabric pockets on that we put on the back of our chairs in class. And there was a little pocket and you put your stuff in it. And for some reason, it became a fad for us to not only mess with the desks, you know, how kids used to carve in the desk, but we'd mess with these chair pockets. So that was just reminding me of how we used to like cut holes in our chair pockets and pretend and hope the teacher wouldn't see.
Was
just to be
me?
Like little rebels. But just setting your pants on fire, I don't really get that unless the pants are on you.
Why would it be better to have them on?
Because otherwise, why the example of pants? Why not set your bed on fire? Why not set the carpet on fire?
Because they already talked about pants. Like he put a hole in his pants.
All right. Okay.
Again, not to be circular, but only a kid could get in trouble for doing that.
Right. I forgot they were talking about pants earlier. That's on me. It's been a whole day since we read page 155.
You weren't on that page, so we just barged into your house and made you join us in this.
You did. You didn't even let me eat. You didn't even let me eat the whole cake that I eat at this time of day.
We have the one book that we share across all of us.
Yes. So water that's been, fill it up with water that's been caught midair.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
That's, I mean, can like, does the well water count?
I think if my memory serves, they address that in the next page or two. But I think they specify it has to be like naturally falling or something.
Uh-huh. So yeah, like a little waterfall.
It can't be
pretty
pumped.
Sure that's what they say in Lightning Tree.
Yeah.
Or that's in Lightning Tree. So it's like, oh, well, that's not natural. Naturally falling.
Probably for his fey magics.
Yeah.
Or
it could be just to make them find something.
That's true. Just to
just so they have to go to the waterfall. is is what he's really looking for.
I'm thinking of in Shrek, what are the flowers for? For getting rid of Donkey. Just exactly. To like send the child away while you're doing
getting rid of Donkey.
Like, I know we've brought this up before, but it's like a Loden telling Quoth to go find the acorns with the little hats on them and then just totally screwing off down the road.
And you know, I know I've said recently that like the charm that he's having Reich get a needle for is like, it might be somewhat effective. I'm going to go on record. I don't think it's effective at all. I think it's just, it's busy work for Reich. I don't think the charm does anything.
Mm-hmm. You're taking a stand.
I'm taking a stand. That's my stand. The charm does nothing.
Okay.
He's just given Reich busy work.
So if we're going to make sort of bold calls.
Absolutely. What else is this podcast for?
And since this is a shorter page, we're kind of 2/3 of the way through the book, just visually.
At least, maybe 3/4.
And what I find myself wondering is, we've stuck mostly to what the broad structure of the Lightning Tree is. Do we think this takes any drastic departures from that in the remaining time?
No.
I don't know what would have been seeded for that necessarily, but like, is there a turn that's coming that doesn't exist? Do we think?
No, I don't think there's a huge like plot difference from Lightning Tree. To me, the one big difference is the obligation that Reich accidentally casts on Bast, and that colors Bast's willingness to do this for Reich. But other than that, I don't think there's any real difference. Not substantial to the plot, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
RJ? I'm cheating and looking in the front cover of the book.
I suppose that's allowed.
Would you say, Bast, in what we've read, has he been forced to choose between betraying his master and helping a hated enemy? And have we seen him go against his better judgment and follow his heart's desire? Maybe that one.
Maybe.
The first one I kind of have a question mark on. I feel like there's something else that could happen because Reich is nothing about, I'm assuming, is Reich the hated enemy? I guess, if we're just like reading it as is. I don't really recall anything offhand that would have involved betraying Quoth, unless
he talks about betraying the confidence of Quoth, just in terms of how much can I say to Kostrel about the Fae and what I'm doing and all that, right?
He does, but that's just not a choice between the two.
Yeah.
He also, I think, maybe could betray just like Quoth's secrets by just going crazy and like killing a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what Amrita said in our little notes is if he... I don't know, though, because he wasn't necessarily thinking of killing Reich. It was Kostrel he was thinking of for a second.
Well, killing. That's true. Second. But he did mention that when he was talking about what Reich had done, that he considered killing Reich.
Uh-huh.
But then chose not to because it would have caused them to essentially be run out of town. And then chose to seek different revenge on Reich instead.
We also have this thing with the Embrils. I don't know. I think something there might be a final hitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm not disappointed if it does follow straight on.
Yeah.
You know, I just found myself wondering.
Do you have any wild calls you want to make here, Bill? Since I've planted my flag in the charm does nothing camp.
No, I think all the stuff I think is coming has been seeded, and I don't know that I think I've spotted other things, but maybe that's the nature of them.
Sure.
Yeah, I wish I had something bold. I just don't.
How about you, RJ? Anything?
I'm not sure, because on the surface it seems Bass' biggest conflict was his mistake, you know, the accidental obligation to Reich he got from the penance piece, and he's on his way to resolving that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, so, I don't know.
I guess that could resolve differently than we think it does. Currently, we think he's going to be drunk at the bottom of a waterfall and the still's all busted up, and so he's going to get run out by Crazy Martin. But maybe that takes a different path, potentially.
You think that might have changed something, and then his deal won't be completely fulfilled?
Yeah, maybe he ends up having to save Jessam to get him out of town or something. Because the deal is specifically that he's not dead at the end of this.
Oh.
Could be.
I bet the hated enemy maybe it's Martin. Because Bass really doesn't like Martin at all.
He doesn't like him. I don't know if he hates him, though. He's more just like, that dude's crazy.
Yeah, I think Bass treats him more like a, you know, a mountain lion or something. You just need to stay away. Not that
right.
You hate
it. More like a wild animal that you don't want to get too close to than someone you actually hate.
Although I wonder, I feel like, this is just kind of something that popped into my head, but a situation could come up where, what if we learn that Crazy Martin's not crazy and he knows that Kvothe is Coat? And he's like, dude, I know you came in and have been messing with my still. I need you to XYZ or I'm going to tell everyone your secret. And that somehow is the final something. I think that's maybe a little far-fetched, but I'm just trying to think, okay, then how could Martin be involved in betraying both secret? Because if Martin knows... this is my flag, is that something more is going to happen with Crazy Martin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my flag. That's it.
Yeah, that's my theory. I guess by default, my flag is that Bast has to save Jessam's life in some way. I'll go with that one.
That's great. Okay. So okay. Bill is that Bast has to save Jessam's life. Pat is that the charm... is going to be for naught.
Yeah, it's just busy work. It was just busy work for Reich.
The charm is just busy work. And mine is that something's going with Crazy Martin.
I know we've gone long. I just have to share this because for one moment there, I thought, we should ask people to write emails in with their thoughts of what the twist is going to be, as if everyone else in the world is crazy enough to only read this one day at a time.
Who would do that?
But for one beautiful moment, I thought everyone was just as crazy as we are.
I love your mind. That's so beautiful.
And listeners, we will love your minds and whatever emails you send us at narrowpodbetweenpages@gmail.com. That was the right one, right?
Yes.
Whew. On tomorrow's
page.
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 Page.